This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
If you want robots on air, listen to someone else. Joy 94.9 is real voices, real radio.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's Yay School.
Sung in perfect pitch. You're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9 and Star Observer Digital if you're up in Sydney Town. And it, of course, is time for Gay School.
I actually tried this week to sing in tune and I failed miserably.
Don't worry, I tried to sing in time and I failed miserably. I think we're just awesome at this.
3 second delay, of course.
Now, what's happening in the world of news?
This week in Gay School, Arizona governor vetoes anti-gay law. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer has vetoed a bill that would have allowed businesses in the US state to discriminate against gay and lesbian people on religious grounds. That blows me away.
But do you know what, really? These kind of bills, they spin me out in the States, because it wasn't until like the mid-1950s that they add In God We Trust to America's Bank and Money.
Is that right?
Because it's in direct contradiction to the American forefathers, who wanted a clear separation between church and state with the American government.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
I think stuff like this is kind of fitting, though, because there are still some towns in America where it's illegal to wear a hat on a Sunday, and crapola rules, like it's illegal to eat chicken in the park, and you know
there are some really bizarre, like, yeah, old timey laws in Victoria as well. Like, if you bring a horse to a pub, by law the owner of the pub has to bring the horse water. It's like, that's a law. That's a legitimate law in Victoria.
Water, of course, known as animal beer.
Yes.
Just on a side note, Brewer is a Republican, and she said she was unconvinced the bill addressed an issue of religious liberty in Arizona, and argued its broadly defined powers could have unintended and negative consequences. I like that a Republican said that.
Yeah, and I think that the Republican Party, I think they're doing as much as they can to try and appeal to a wide array of voters, because in the last election it was just like the conservative white men over 40.
Yes.
And it was just like no one else.
And
no one else.
Even the last election in the US wasn't that funny. There weren't any funny Alaskan women saying they could see Russia from their house.
Yeah, or doing a nice speech and there's a duck being like absolutely annihilated behind her. The sea of feathers. Moving into New South Wales, there's been a call for a review after a Wollongong train was evacuated after a possible AIDS panic when an intoxicated man with a leg injury, he got on board a North Wollongong train after falling off his bicycle. And according to some passengers, the train was evacuated at Wollongong when the intoxicated man claimed he had AIDS while a train guard was attempting to administer first aid. Now, the New South Wales Train Link, they've denied the evacuation had anything to do with the intoxicated man's health status, but it was a safety precaution in case the train guard could not continue on board the train. Which
so tough.
And I think the New South Wales Trains Transport Minister, she hit the nail on the head, saying that, this shouldn't have gone on. What happened was the kind of ignorance that shouldn't be happening in a modern society. But I'm paraphrasing a lot there.
That's fair enough. But no, none of the passengers should have been touching this man if he said had AIDS.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. Like, there's a difference between, being a HIV positive is, like, yeah, AIDS is a description of HIV status.
Yeah.
Which, again, it's not, I don't know, I think that this is taken way out of line. I don't think they should have been evacuated at all.
That's fair enough. I think I should rephrase what I said. If this man had an open wound and said he had had AIDS, I think they should have probably had the facilities to accommodate him.
Yeah, which that's really, right.
Quote, the incident as reported is a worrying example of the ongoing stigmatization of people living with HIV AIDS. There you go. In sum. What else is going on, Dylan?
Well, look, I never thought that I'd live to see the day where I'm supporting an action of Julie Bishop, but slap me now. After she's condemned Uganda's anti-gay law, and I, you should stop the presses because thank you, Julie Bishop, for condemning them. The Australian Foreign Minister herself has serious concerns about the new laws in Uganda that criminalise homosexuality with sentence of up to life imprisonment. At a Senate hearing, Bishop read out a letter she wrote to her Ugandan counterpart to express the government's concerns that the new laws undermined basic human rights. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni, I'm from Queensland, has signed the Anti-Homosexuality Act into law on Monday. Now, this is these anti-gay laws are going to make refugees and people who are seeking asylum make more perilous journeys. Scotland have actually opened up their borders.
I've heard that. It's a very good thing. It's funny, though. I read that Tony Abbott still refused to comment. Strangely enough.
What's that, Tony? Sorry, that video.
That clip where he's like, no, he's just nodding. Yes. This has come from with pressure from the Deputy Opposition Leader, Tanya Plibersek. She daily called on Prime Minister Tony Abbott to make Australia's opposition to the laws known, essentially. And she told Star Observer that Labor condemned Uganda's new anti-gay laws, saying that they denied its LGBTI citizens the most basic human rights.
I love Tanya Plibersek. She's the Deputy Opposition Leader, and she sent a letter to all coalition MPs seeking a co-sponsor for her marriage equality bill and to lobby the party to allow a conscious vote on the issue. There's nothing that Tanya can do that I do not support.
Conscious vote.
But hey,
keywords.
We have run out of time for tonight's show. Thank you to our fantastic guests for coming in and spending some time with us. And we'll talk to you next week. But you don't want to go anywhere, because tonight World Wide Wave are actually celebrating their 100th birthday on Joy.
Yay.
Well, their 100th show, not their 100th birthday. Their 100th show.
Dylan, you're old enough to remember them from the beginning days.
And well, a mighty good day to you, Nelson. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
The perfect mix of music, news, and interviews. Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.